tell the truth.
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Boy, New York, New York, it's an interesting place since yesterday. In a matter of just over a week, y'all, another grand jury has decided not to indict a police officer for the death of an unarmed black man. This time it's New York, the officer involved in the Eric Garner case, where the 43-year-old man, Staten Island man, died last July after a confrontation with police that was caught on videotape.
Put your hand behind your back. I can't breathe.
Doesn't it just hurt your heart?
It gets me every time I hear that.
Garner could be, because you're listening and watching somebody die. He could be heard saying, "I can't breathe," 11 times. 11 times as police subdued him and placed him in a chokehold, which is a technique that has been banned by the NYPD. Garner's infraction, selling untaxed cigarettes. And after that announcement that Officer Daniel Pantaleo would not be charged, outrage and protest broke out on the streets of New York with demonstrators chanting, "I can't breathe. Eric Garner, no justice, no peace." They and millions of people around the country are wondering what it takes for an officer to face a jury trial when their interactions with a suspect turns deadly. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is married to a black woman, has a black son and a black daughter. He mentioned his son during a press conference after that announcement, wondering the same thing. What does it take?
There's a history we have to overcome because for so many of our young people, there's a fear. And for so many of our families, there's a fear. So I've had to worry over the years. Shalane's had to worry. Was Dante safe each night? There are so many families in this city who feel that each and every night. Is my child safe?
Are they safe from neighborhood violence and from the people they want to have faith in, and that's police officers? But no one is more afraid today than Eric Garner's family, his mother, his children, and his widow, who had this to say when asked if she accepts the officer offering condolences.
Hell no. The time for remorse would have been when my husband was yelling to breathe. That would have been the time for him to show some type of remorse or some type of care for another human being's life when he was screaming 11 times that he can't breathe. So there's nothing that him or his prayers or anything else would make me feel any different. No, I don't accept his apology. No, I could care less about his condolences. No, I could care less. He's still working. He's still getting a paycheck. He's still feeding his kids. And my husband is 6 feet under, and I'm looking for a way to feed my kids now.
Mm. Wow.
I'm going to give that grieving widow the last word. I don't have to say another word. She is absolutely right.
She is absolutely right, Don. You're right.
And heartbroken. It's heartbreaking. Everybody, you're not human. If you, as I said yesterday, you can't take race out of it. But even if it was a pink person on the ground, you can see that is excessive force. Your eyes are not lying to you.
So I asked this of Reverend Al. The people who saw the people that were on the grand jury. And the judge, they saw the same thing we saw.
Yep.
How could they not?
I don't know. I'm not on the grand jury. But if you listen to all the police officers we had on yesterday, the ones I had on, I just listened to the ones I had on last night because I had the police commissioner on last night, and I had a former NYPD detective and who's also trained in the police academy. Still talking to all the people, they're saying he was resisting. They see one
resisting.
They see one thing, and most other people see another thing. They said he was just supposed to put his hands behind his back, and that is compliance. Everything else, according to them, he did was resistance. I don't see it.
Okay. What about the fact that chokeholds are illegal?
Mm-hmm. They're not illegal. They're against the rules. They're banned. They're against the rules. They're not illegal. They're not illegal.
Okay, so they're banned.
Mm-hmm.
But this was obviously a chokehold?
Mm-hmm. No, they're debating whether it was a chokehold now. You didn't
or
hear
not.
That? Right.
No.
What kind of hold it is? They're saying, oh, it's not a chokehold. It's a takedown. It's a hold, but it's not choke because chokehold does this. And they're debating it. And the forensic pathologist I had on last night said it was definitely a chokehold. You can see it in the video.
And if it wasn't a chokehold, are you saying that Eric Garner choked himself?
The medical examiner said it was a homicide. And they said because of by resisting that he basically brought it upon himself. But they're saying the hold that they used was not a chokehold. That's what they're saying.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Sybil?
No, I'm with you.
What?
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of resisting it was tantamount to his creating his own situation and thus his death.
Mm-hmm. They said they had encountered him dozens of times. He had been written citations, and that's the thing for me. You can smoke marijuana. You can smoke a joint in New York now, and you get a citation. Why can't you get a citation for?
And what was it about this time that required them to?
That was different.
To take him down.
I don't know. I don't know. He had just broken up a fight. They said he was a peacemaker. Yeah. Everyone in the streets knew him. He was just the guy who was there. You know, you see that. Oh, that's Eric. He's the guy you see in your neighborhood every day.
He had just broken up a fight.
He had just broken up a fight. And I think that's what initially got them there, brought the attention, brought the cops there, is that he had broken up a fight. And maybe they thought he was in the fight. I don't know.
But yeah, you do. You saw the tape.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they thought he was in the fight. I know what happened from seeing the tape, but I don't know initially if they came there just because he was. But they said he broke up a fight, and I think that was initially what caught their attention. But I don't know in their minds if they thought that he was causing trouble because of the fight, or if they came there, you know, and then saw him with the cigarettes.
We're at a moment. And we can fight over and argue, I shouldn't say fight, but argue over what was seen and what was. But now the next step has to be made. And so we have to move from here and make progress out of this great injustice.
Yeah. There may have been, for many people, some ambiguity in the Michael Brown case because they said,
because there was no pictures, there was no cameras.
There's no cameras. His word against someone who's no longer here.
There were cameras, and okay.
That's all right. There's no ambiguity. You saw what happened. You hear the people on the videotape. You see it go from 0 to 100 in seconds. You see it.
Yeah. All right, Don.
So now we move on 26. To Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the 12-year-old.
And Tamir Rice. Yeah.
All right.